Our locker room chats continue. It is week three of the high school football season. Pleased to be joined now by McLouth head football coach Gary Freeman. It is sponsored by Country Harvest Apple Market. Coach Freeman, I know it's been a tough challenge for you and your coaching staff here in the past couple of weeks dealing with COVID issues, still waiting to get that first game under your belt, but all signs are pointing that your team's going to be on the field on Friday night against ACCHS. How's everything been kind of here the last couple of weeks? Of course, getting guys kind of shuffling back and forth, but, you know, the guys that are ready to play and how they kind of handled the situation.
Unfortunately, I guess I would say in our time right now, our current climate, the kids are kind of, their heads are wrapped around the idea that things will change fairly frequently. And because of situations like we have, we did get, you know, enough kids back that we're going to go ahead and we're going to play the football game this week. Unfortunately, we still have a few of our primetime starters that are still quarantined. They're still out. But we, you know, we made some changes. We kind of had to overhaul some things we were doing on offense and defense in order to put, you know, a collection of guys on the field that can at least step out there and give us a game. So we're happy to finally be on the field. It is going to be a tough one because Effingham has looked awfully good. But we are excited nonetheless to get to hit some people with a different jersey than we have.
Well, yeah, I'm sure the guys that are, you know, ready and gearing to go this week are more than certainly excited to have the opportunity. But let's talk about ACCHS here for just a minute. You mentioned they are off to a really, really good start. They are 2-0. They've had, you know, two big victories under their belt, beat Horton 45-7, followed that up last week, a shutout win over Pleasant Ridge 22-0. When you watch this team on film, what are some of the key things that stand out to you?
You know, I haven't been able to watch a lot of film on them, but I would say this from what I have been able to see and from all indications that what other people have told me, they've got a group of kids that seem to be pretty darn motivated. They look motivated as can be. They have a lot of speed at the skill position, a good collection of skill players that I think, you know, if they get you out in space, they're going to, you know, basically try to out-athlete you and kind of leave you in the dust. And at the same time, they can run some power football right down your throat. So they're motivated, man. They look like they're playing hard. They look, I don't know where they're going to be at as far as the league goes, but I would guess that they will be at least in the hunt, in the picture for maybe, you know, some type of league title or co-league champ, something like that. So I think they're that good. So we got our work cut out for us because I think they're a very solid football team.
You mentioned the challenges of still not having some key pieces back and, you know, having to shuffle some guys in and kind of change things up, maybe schematically a little bit offensively and defensively. You don't have to go into too much detail, but, you know, for you and your coaches, how difficult has it been to kind of change up those scenarios and those strategies with some of those new pieces you're having to plug in place?
It becomes difficult, mostly for us being, you know, we just simply have been a smaller program over the last however many years. And unfortunately, what that ends up doing to us is it forces us to play some kids early. I wish I didn't have to do that, you know, out of fear of maybe getting some of those younger kids hurt. But those kids have stepped up. You know, they said they wanted to play. And again, sometimes when you play young kids and sometimes they get beat up a little bit, by the time they're juniors and seniors, they're looking to return the favor. So hopefully it'll pay some dividends for us.
Finally, Coach, with everything kind of going on and, you know, we're getting ready to get you on the field for your first game, you know, what are the expectations for your team and just what would you like to see out of your squad here in this first game for you?
The expectations for our team are to play fast and physical. I want to see us play as hard as we can. You know, you alluded to it. It's difficult. They're going to be in game three. We're going to be in game one. You know, we simply just can't mimic the speed and the pace of the game in practice like we can, you know, when we see the team itself. So that's going to be tough. We're going to be tired, I'm sure. But I want to see us play as hard as we can, and I want to see us play physical. We need to get mean, we need to get angry, and we need to get after it. So hopefully that's what happens, regardless of what happens on the scoreboard.
McLouth head football coach Gary Freeman joining us here, our locker room chat with the coach, brought to you by Country Harvest Apple Markets. Well, Coach, I know it's been a tough last couple of weeks, but, you know, for me, I'm just happy that you guys are going to be able to put a team on the field and be able to compete on Friday night. ACCHS, I'm sure, will be fired up. I'm sure your young guys will be fired up as well. But, you know, just happy that you guys are back on the field. So appreciate the time as always, and good luck this week.
We thank you for that, and as always, thanks for having us on.